which is Hunter Peak Pink briefing, public hearing, and decision. Go ahead to the staff. I don't understand how this could be a public hearing, but I guess you'll explain that to us.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. David Whipple, again, I'm the Hunter Division Manager. And from what I understand, because of the nature of this particular rulemaking, which is in response to passed during the last legislative session in 2019, Senate Bill 514, that it is...
Hey, David, could you move a little closer to the machine, because I'm having trouble hearing you.
Sorry. Yes, thank you. I'll reiterate quickly. The proposed amendments for this rule package are in response to Senate Bill 5148 from the 2019 legislative session. The bill that passed requires the commission to adopt rules allowing hunters to wear either fluorescent orange or fluorescent pink clothing or both in order to meet the visible clothing requirements when hunting. And from understanding from W Commission staff and wildlife program staff is that this particular, and in response to past legislation, that it is, I guess, normal process or can be process to have this public hearing where the public members can call in to this particular conference call and submit comment if they choose. So,
go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
So, in essence, we're considering the process by which this bill went through the legislature, the public's chance to interact on this bill, and the fact that the legislature passed the bill gives us no room to deviate from the statute. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. We are simply asking for a rule amendment that would implement the legislation that was adopted in 2019.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I had a similar question. I was confused by the public hearing part of it and just confused a little bit more about the public input during this call part of it. It seems our normal protocol, which I'm entirely supportive of, is that we would hear from the public before taking any action. When I read the situation summary here, it says that this rule requires the commission to adopt rules allowing such and such, and this pertains to the next agenda item as well. And so regardless of hearing public testimony, if the commission elected to hear some member of the public advocate to not do this, and the commission did not do this, we'd be in violation of the law, as I see it. Now, I'm not a lawyer here. We have a couple of lawyers around, and we perhaps have some legal counsel on the phone as well, but is that where I should go for comfort in not asking for our public comment that normally is so valuable to a decision-making process that we have?
Commissioner,
David, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. One comment that I would like to make is that we the agency did receive one public comment during the official comment period, which was specific. It's on the last page of this particular summary sheet where that respondent basically said that they generally agreed with the rule proposal. And also, I would say that the rules and the amendments proposed to the rule are simply doing what the legislation requires, proposed to add the language right from the statute that is now in law, and we are not proposing to change any other requirements related to the existing requirements surrounding Hunter Orange. And so it's this particular rule proposal is just adding that color people would be able to wear orange or pink or both when they're required to wear visible clothing. But there is some, I think, some flexibility surrounding what the commission chooses to do long as they implement the statute that was adopted.
Commissioner McIsaac, this is Nikki. We did have a public hearing line request, so we did ask for feedback.
I'm sorry. This is Kehoe. So as I understand it, then people, the public did have an opportunity to call in and comment on this topic, and there are no such people on the phone.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
Given that, and not speaking as the agency's lawyer, but Commissioner McIsaac, your analysis is essentially correct. The only concern that I think any of us would have is if the language in the WAC went beyond or sort of there was more to it than what the legislature specified. We have it on advice of our staff that this language is limited to what was in the bill that passed the legislature, and that would leave us little room to deviate, or no room to deviate from the bill that was passed and signed by the governor. So I'm comfortable with this. Is there anyone else who is not comfortable or wants to discuss this part of this issue anymore? Well, then, is there a motion on agenda item E?
I move to amend WAC 220-414-080, 220-415-030, 220-415-050, and 220-415-060 as presented by staff.
This is Kehoe. I'll second.
Thank you. There's been a motion that's been seconded to amend a series of WACs related to what colors people can wear when they're hunting. Is there any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of amending WACs related to Hunter Pink, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. WACs are approved.